Hi, I'm Brian, and welcome to this new video. In this video, I'm going to reveal to you how to fast-track your own success by uncovering easy-to-follow info, tips, tricks, and tools that will, one, help you understand why we act, react, and generally behave in a particular way that could prove extremely harmful, keeping us stuck and unhappy, and two, how to turn around those circumstances by using easy-to-follow methods to switch to a path designed to break down those blocks that has kept us from being who we truly are and what we truly want to do with our lives. After watching this video, contact me and share your thoughts so we can dialogue and exchange views and perspectives about our journeys. Let's begin. Have you ever wondered why, despite your best efforts, you continue to experience the same mundane day, week, month, and year, no change from last year, unhappy with your job, working long hours, and not being appreciated for it? Surrounded by the same people, in particular friends who all seem to act the same, letting you down when you most need them. Occasionally, you consider risking the unknown, maybe finally leaving your job, and starting a new career, or going back to study a course you always wanted to take, buying that dream car, or taking out a loan to grow your business, but you don't. Limiting beliefs, limited by fear of the unknown or freezing up when faced with challenges, will lead you to your life becoming just one big unhappy loop. Believe me, I've personally been there, working long hours for many years, stuck in the same job, unappreciated, not growing or exploring my potentials, and hating myself for not doing something about it. I would often conversate with colleagues about escaping from this mundane existence by doing things with my life that brings purpose and joy, like spending more quality time with family and friends, and changing my profession or career to something rewarding that adds value to other people's lives. Without exception, we all have the same aspirations. But our fear of failure and our limiting beliefs kept us stuck in our challenging situations. Successful people embrace challenges. They analyze and find solutions to problems, and if they fail, they learn from that failure and go at it again from a different, more informed angle. They are not afraid to take risks. According to Dale Carnegie, a prominent writer, lecturer, and developer of courses in self-improvement, he said, "Most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by people who have kept on trying when there seemed no hope at all." Now, when I use the word success, I define it as the accomplishment of a desired vision, an aim, whether long, medium, or short term. Success is discretionary, and rightly so, as you should define what success means to you. So what makes successful people so different? Most people ask, is there a secret technique to being successful? Is there something special that these people have managed to unlock that makes them keep trying even after so many failures? How are they so much better at achieving things than I am? The answer is pretty simple and not too much of a secret. The mindset. You cannot be successful in any chosen field if you don't have the proper mindset. So what is mindset? It is every thought that has passed through your mind, every emotion you have felt, every decision you have made, and every action you have taken since you were young and still making as an adult that guides you towards a result, towards one thing, and that is your future. Your life is the way it is because you have made it so. You brought yourself to this very point. Let me explain it quite simply. We all started by setting goals for ourselves. Success achieving something is great, while failure, on the other hand, can be a hard pill to swallow. Failure makes some people draw back and give up. For others, failure propels them to try even harder because they believe if they keep trying, they will eventually succeed. So, which category describes you best? Do you give things a try, then give up at the first hurdle? Or sometimes don't even try at all, thinking that you are not good enough and won't succeed anyway? If that's you, then welcome to your mindset. To understand mindset, you must first understand the subconscious, the conscious, and their roles in mindset development. Research in several fields has shown that the mindset is formed by the combination of regular thoughts that become habitual and the images or emotions that correspond to them. Pioneered by Dr. Candice Pert, scientists have found the correlation between the human body and the mind. She discovered how positive emotions and thoughts could activate one chain of biochemical reactions inside the body, while negative emotions and thoughts could set off another chain of reactions. She discovered that habitual thoughts and emotions form a neural network that keeps the mindset in place until it becomes automatic. This explains why once a habit develops, such as eating when stressed, over time it may become easy to slip into without first thinking and processing. You have mastered a habit, and your neural network has made it automatic. See, your body is a molecular structure, a mass of energy which is in a very high speed of vibration and reacts according to what happens in the mind. The mind is divided into the conscious and the subconscious mind. The conscious mind is capable of thoughts and has the ability to choose, which means it has the ability to accept or reject a thought or situation. The subconscious, on the other hand, must accept whatever your conscious mind feeds it, as it has no ability to reject, and whatever is impressed on your subconscious mind dictates your actions. When the conscious mind chooses thoughts, they are turned into the form of pictures. These pictures are sent to the subconscious, which then expresses the action. While the subconscious mind is incapable of making thoughts, actions rooted in it are automatic. When developing a mindset, the environment is even more important than heredity. As babies, our subconscious is wide open, as there is not much of the consciousness at that age. At that time, the subconscious mind grabs anything that is put into it, and it mostly does this by gathering information from the environment and surroundings. Your mindset is the mental outlook you have formed about things through exposure, upbringing, experience, culture, and education. So what are the different types of mindset? There are two distinct classifications of mindset, the fixed and growth mindset. I'll first describe the fixed mindset. People who have a fixed mindset tend to believe wholly that their basic human qualities, like talent and intelligence, are fixed naturally and are unchangeable. This particular mindset can be formed during the upbringing of a child when they are taught to focus on being and looking clever, being the best in class, while neglecting every other quality that needs nurturing and development. People with a fixed mindset become comfortable defending mediocrity because that is what they are used to, instead of changing the things that makes them average at best. Marshall Goldsmith, an accomplished and in-demand coach and author, states, "After living with their dysfunctional behavior for so many years, people become invested in defending their dysfunctions rather than changing them." And this is true of many people with a fixed mindset. There are pros and cons of having a fixed mindset. The pro being constancy, not easily swayed to change on a whim, whether good or bad. Qualities that are commonly interpreted as unchanging and predictable, like abilities or intelligence. But this is mainly how they see themselves and others. With this type of thinking, flaws develop. The cons being an aversion to change. Someone who stereotypes and labels other people. Who stops after a failure or becomes discouraged as they don't want to appear inferior. The constant need to measure up to their past successes or to others. Someone who is simply less confident. They generally believe that ability and intelligence is a fixed trait that can't be changed. The other mindset is the growth mindset. People who have a growth mindset believe that their basic skills and qualities can be changed and developed through hard work, determination, and commitment. They tend to yearn for more knowledge, desire to discover new things, to test their limits, to face challenges and surmount them, to grow as an individual. Alfred P. Sloan, a business executive and chairman and CEO of General Motors, once wrote, "There has to be a pioneer, the individual with the courage, the ambition to overcome the obstacles that always develop when one tries to do something worthwhile, that is new and different." This perfectly describes those with a growth mindset. Now, the pros and cons of having a growth mindset. There can appear to be a con with having a growth mindset, and that con being their constant need to change, to grow, to develop. Since their focus is on learning new things, they can at times appear quite unsettled. However, the pros of having a growth mindset are seemingly endless. For one, they're extremely self-confident. Two, they continue to better themselves. Three, impervious to stereotypes and labels. Four, do not live for the validation of others. The opportunities are endless for a growth mindset. So the question is, can a mindset be changed? Generally, people begin to lean towards one or the other from very early in their lives, based on upbringing and the experiences in their environment. It might be difficult for people with a fixed mindset to agree this, but it is possible to change from having a fixed mindset to having a growth mindset. Mindsets form quickly and are resistant to change. If you want to live and see things differently, you'll have to change the program. Nothing different can happen if this program is not changed. It is very important. So the role of perception in changing mindset is very important. Sometimes you need to objectively ask yourselves if what you see when you view the world is exactly how the world is, or if your view of the world is based on what you think it should be or not be. Perception is the way information from the sensory receptors are consciously coordinated, interpreted, and experienced. Your perception is the connection between what happens in your head and what really happens in the outside world. Your view of the world will differ completely or in parts with the view of another person. Your sensory receptors are responsible for collecting information received from the environment in the form of stimuli. The interpretations you give to this information determines how your interaction with the world will proceed. The interpretation of what you see at a time is in fractions, so you usually create the picture you need to see at that moment, not necessarily what is actually there. The misconception being that when the human eye sees, it's exactly like taking a picture from a camera, when in reality, it has a different layers of filters. Those filters being your previous experiences and beliefs that shape what you see and understand. There are ways you can improve your awareness, broaden your horizon, develop experiences that will have an unbiased effect on what you see. If you can adjust your perception to be a little less tainted and a little clearer, the possibilities are endless, which brings me to the subject of the role of paradigms in changing mindset. A paradigm is a multitude of ideas that are fixed in the subconscious mind. Your thoughts, ideas, and images learned from the environment shape the paradigm. It is a mental program that has almost exclusive control over your habitual behavior. Your paradigm controls your actions, and your actions create the result. You normally think thoughts that are in harmony with your paradigm. As we have already established, everything you have learned, believed, and are accustomed to is a result of subconscious programming. This programming is what's called the paradigm. To be able to shape your future, you have to be willing and able to change your paradigm. As a result of the lack of knowledge of the paradigms hindering us from achieving our full potential, we end up creating bad results, and this can be frustrating. Two popular examples of paradigms many people have been raised to believe are: 1. To earn much money, you have to be smart. And 2. To get a good job, you have to have a good formal education. However, This is not true, as many studies have shown that financial success and high intelligence or being smart have very poor correlations. There are many people who have no formal education and have earned millions. To quote from Neville Goddard, "We are only limited by weakness of attention and poverty of imagination." Change can only happen if you choose to stay focused and use your imagination to build the world you want. It is time to stop thinking of reasons why you can't and start knowing why you can. Here's why you should embrace the growth mindset. Well, many do to eliminate financial concerns. Constantly worrying about finances will make the task of becoming wealthy or making some money appear like rocket science. You won't be able to think clearly and logically, let alone plan. You may also want to embrace the growth mindset if you wish to be excited about your day, to be more fulfilled and mix with productive people. Excitement breeds confidence, and confidence in turn builds motivation and action, especially when mixing with productive people that will drive you to be productive. That's why the benefits of a growth mindset will free your creativity, because you've allowed it to grow and improve. It will also give you a more realistic perception of who you are. You will begin to understand your personality, the motivating factors behind your beliefs, choices, behaviors, values, and decisions. It builds self-discipline as it instills commitment to achieving your goals. It makes you proactive by taking responsibility for everything that happens in your life. Because you understand yourself, you understand your triggers, and you are clear on the direction you wish to take. You overcome fear as you are aware of your limitations, your weaknesses, and have appropriate steps in place to overcome them. You can attain a certain level of positivity as you develop the right approach to making decisions, mastering your best aspects, and successfully reframing negative aspects into positive ones. You can achieve success as you begin to master yourself, understanding your true purpose, how to maximize your talents, and manipulate your strengths to favor you and achieve the goals you set for yourself. And you can gain complete happiness and satisfaction as you achieve balance in your life. You are achieving your goals as you address what you consider to be the most important parts of your life. So, how to reprogram your mindset? If you have a fixed mindset, chances are that your old beliefs are fueled by negative patterns, and this affects your ability to surge ahead. These negative patterns are created and reinforced by habitual negative experiences, actions, thoughts, and emotions. But when you work on changing your mindset about these events, you reprogram your emotional response to them, and the former negative attachments begin to fade. To live differently, you will have to change the program. After the reprogram, you will view past events in a different light. So, make the decision. None of these changes can happen if you don't make the actual decision to change. Simply wishing for the change is not enough. Your life is determined by the decisions you make and act upon. Firstly, you have to decide on the person you want to be. Perhaps it is someone that you admire who is successful. If so, ask yourself, what are the qualities that define this person? Then try to emulate them. Work to become that person that you have imagined, but try to be realistic in your imagination, because the more tangible and achievable your imagination is, the faster your brain will align to the picture you have of the person you want to be. The first step is usually the most difficult. It is the place where most people stumble because it involves deliberate actions and not just imagination. It involves commitment and discipline. If you begin to develop doubts, challenge those doubts by asking yourself what if questions, such as, what if I don't allow myself to be consumed by doubt? How liberated would I feel? Or, What if I had the capacity to change anything about myself? What would it be? Or what if I had no fear of failure? What could I then achieve? Then imagine performing these actions every night before going to bed and every morning when waking up. Immerse yourself, soak your subconscious in that imagination until you begin to believe that what you see is real and achievable. In order for this to create long-term sustainable change, keep reinforcing that reality in your subconscious by continuously imagining it until you align with it. When you imagine something happening and you get emotionally involved, it actually starts to happen. So become aware. It is important that you visualize the person that you are now and the person that you want to become and the things you want to possess. The more you visualize this, the faster the brain creates mental paradigms of the people, things, and places that you have imagined until they finally become part of your subconscious. The more these thoughts and behaviors are repeated, the more the biological associations in the brain are created until it becomes a natural habit. So rewire your subconscious. The subconscious does not choose what actions to perform. Its response is automatic based on the previous information we have impressed on it. By continuously thinking and acting in a particular manner as a response to a particular event. You must take active steps to create your new mindset to achieve the reality you desire. And this involves giving focus to a single part of your old mindset, recreating dominion over your thoughts and emotions daily. In other words, you need to show your subconscious who is boss. Remember, you are your thoughts, and voices in your head can come up with a plethora of reasons why you should not attempt to change. So by developing a new set of habitual thoughts, you will create the person you want to be, and at the same time, unlearn the thoughts that stopped you from transforming. Expect to be uncomfortable in the beginning, but it gets easier as you continue until you become comfortable doing these tasks. It's like breathing. The purpose of this step is to memorize the new thoughts you are learning until it becomes habitual. Mastery can, after all, only be achieved by repetition. Practice meditation. Meditation connects your conscious to your subconscious, which is important because the conscious is where deliberate changes happen, and the subconscious is the part that needs to be changed, as importantly, it influences your behavior and actions. The best time for meditation is first thing in the morning and last thing at night. First thing in the morning sets the right tone for the day. You will tend to be more refreshed after a good night's sleep with less distractions as you have not yet begun your day. And the last thing at night helps you to reflect, declutter, and unwind, and when practiced often, can help you achieve a more restful, deeper sleep. To meditate, sit up with your spine vertically straight and with your eyes closed. Take calming and focusing breaths and allow your conscious mind to drift into your subconscious. As your body begins to relax into the pose, focus on who you want to become and how you want to act, behave, think, and feel as that person. Change your perception. The way you perceive the world is rooted deep in your subconscious. In the process of self-discovery, it is important that you do some honest internal reflection to better understand yourself and the reasons you are the way you are. You have to be absolutely truthful for this to work. Identify your strengths, your flaws, your weaknesses, your fears, your doubts, your values, your insecurities, your potentials. Acknowledge and accept them all. This will help you form a bridge between who you really are and who you perceive yourself to be. False perceptions of who you are prevents you from achieving your maximum potential. Do away with ego, as it will only serve as a hindrance to embracing your reality, especially if it is a part of you that you have buried deeply and you don't want others to find. So many people are stuck in a perception of themselves that has been built on the opinions of others. For example, hearing from people who have been too critical and judgmental towards you, telling you that you are a failure, until you begin to internalize it, creating a negative perception of yourself that in turn creates your negative reality. To change your perception of yourself, you need to firstly identify those past experiences that still haunt and hold you back and write down a brief description of those occurrences. Focus on the thoughts you had and how you felt when it happened, especially in relation to how it affected your perception of yourself and how it created your mindset. Picture the exact moment the experience occurred and remember how it made you feel, with all the emotions and thoughts that ran through your head as you heard it. Think about the person that made the statement. Was it someone in authority or someone you held in high esteem? Was this the reason why it was so easy to simply accept their opinion of you as your own perception? Continuously tracking your thoughts daily will help you to determine for analysis what thoughts are consuming your subconscious mind. Reframe, change the reality. What does that mean? Well, reframing is a technique used to create a different perspective of a situation, person, or relationship. Our minds will sometimes view reality with a much darker and gloomier lens based on irrational, self-sabotaging core beliefs. Reframing to find a more positive outcome to a situation will challenge and encourage you to identify alternative views by disrupting your current beliefs through questioning and analysing your interpretation of the event, then creating new beliefs that are more positive and healthier. Practice reframing by imagining a negative experience. It could be something nasty that someone said to you, and it has been heavy on your mind for a while. Ask yourself these questions and answer them honestly. Was the intention behind that person's act sinister? Was there an ulterior purpose to it? Did your acceptance of it fit into that person's plan? Now follow these steps as an example to reframe the entire incident. Forget about the negative things the person said. This person told lies to accomplish a negative agenda. Change your perception of the experience by searching for what you find more important in that experience. That you showed resilience and you were able to control your emotions as you calmly listened and just observed. Focus on the positive aspects of the experience. Your previous suspicions about this person not being an authentic friend were correct. Trust your gut feelings. Find something that changes the meaning of the experience itself. A dishonest so-called friend has just been revealed, so ending the relationship is the right thing to do. You were never at fault. Be realistic when you reframe and remember, your thoughts about a situation are far more important than the situation itself. One way of practicing reframing is to consider a behavior you have that you don't like, but imagine its usefulness in getting what you need when you apply it in the right scenario. For example, imagine that you sometimes display unsympathetic and dismissive behavior that you dislike about yourself. Now imagine its usefulness when you apply it to a toxic person that is in your life that you need to dismiss. It's a way of focusing on what you consider a negative attribute that makes you miserable, then converting it into something positive that will make you feel better. Another effective way is to imagine a negative experience that you need to eliminate. You can do this by, 1, imagining your experience as a screenplay in a theater. 2, detach yourself from that scene, as your purpose here is to just watch and not participate. 3, play the experience on fast forward, then play it in reverse, backwards and forwards, until the images become ridiculous, the scene incomprehensible, and the event trivialized. Developing a growth mindset using creative visualization. It is practically impossible to create anything without imagination. You have to first see the outcome you are aiming to achieve. To change a past experience, you must visualize what you want to change about it. You can gain control of your life by visualizing the new pattern you want your life to take. Take a look at the world and see how creativity influences it. New techniques are created every day. New technologies refine the older ones. New ideas are created on a constant basis. By allowing the mind to wander, you can achieve endless levels of creativity. You have to first see the outcome of what you are aiming to achieve before it becomes a reality. What is required to creatively visualize? The first step to acting on your visuals is to understand that your thought precedes creation. Therefore, to create, your thoughts must be aligned with three basic intricacies. Number one, the need to turn what you have visualized into a creation. Number two, the belief in the possibilities you unlock when you visualize, and the certainty that you can achieve those possibilities. Number three, believe that what you visualize will shape your goals. By acting on these three principles, you can effectively accomplish your goals without letting elements like fear and anxiety interrupt your journey. It will make your goals much more real, leading to better motivation and higher levels of performance. How does creative visualization work? Creative visualization feeds your subconscious with thoughts about your future, persistently and continuously, until there is a paradigm shift in your mindset that becomes ultimately reflected in your thoughts, actions, beliefs, and habits. The new beliefs, actions, habits, and thoughts opens new possibilities. You meet new people and you find yourself in situations that align with the goals you have visualized. Your thoughts are very powerful. Your thoughts can shape your entire existence by attracting things that align with them. Your thoughts are very powerful, so keep reminding yourself of this until it is fully understood and registered. It can shape your entire existence. Your subconscious will begin to automatically search for people and situations that align with your thoughts. Like an invisible invitational signal that is sent out to attract people and situations to connect with you, as they are on the same wavelength. The universe has given you the ability to create things, and you should use that ability in building your powers or visualization. Your thoughts are energy, and from basic physics, energy is recycled. So whatever energy you release, expect to get a corresponding and equal amount in return. To completely explore all aspects of this energy, it has to be well-defined, focused, and consistent. Develop a growth mindset by becoming a systems thinker. This way of thinking seeks to understand how different parts are interrelated and interdependent, and how these variables influence the system as a whole. In other words, how your thoughts, behavior, actions, and habits interplay with each other, creating patterns that affect who you are. Explained by Peter Senge in The Fifth Discipline, it is a set of tools that helps to solve problems and avoid unintended consequences. Problems rarely occur in isolation. Instead, they are linked to other issues. Thinking in systems exposes your flaws, usually noticeable in the perceptions of yourself. It gives you a clearer overview of your potentials, your abilities, and your capabilities to ultimately achieve the best results. Using this system to solve problems will focus your attention on component parts and the relationship they have with each other, rather than each part in isolation, which can cause unintended consequences. An example of this would be to berate a child that is not performing well at school, insisting that they just simply need to try harder, when in fact, the poor results may be related to distractions at home, preventing this child from concentrating on homework. And those distractions may be from overcrowding in the home, and the overcrowding may be due to family financial difficulties, and so on. Providing that child with the quiet space in which to concentrate could turn the results around immediately. Systems thinking shifts your mindset because you can actually see how your thoughts, behavior, actions, and habits are causing you problems. Understanding and acknowledging the deeper connotations of who you really are is only possible when you improve yourself to become a new person, a successful system, so to speak. Asking yourself this question, is it a standalone problem or a symptom of something deeper? This will help you focus on underlying issues. Resolving those issues will end the symptoms also. Sometimes a system that we believe is failing is actually succeeding in parts, but failing in other areas. Therefore, a system redesign is needed, which can only be successfully achieved when individual parts are meticulously analysed. Through the knowledge you acquire from self-discovery, you can rebrand yourself and the capacity you have discovered can be used to visualise your future. Changes, especially long-lasting and permanent ones, can only happen with deliberate efforts on your part. Also, you need to accept that you cannot change events that have occurred in the past. But if you refuse to reframe those events by not evaluating them and picking up the lessons you may have missed, you will keep experiencing that event along with the negative emotions that come with it. Continuously being committed to learning things about yourself, discovering your capabilities and improving yourself is the only way to flourish and succeed. Take control of your life. Analyze every aspect. Pick out the problems. Look for a solution to them. Prepare a contingent plan in case the solution goes awry. Perfect the solution and improve the quality of your life. Develop a feedback culture and keep an eye on your accomplishments by constantly evaluating your progress, your very own progress report. The best place to find a solution to a problem is in the illogical, so it is important to maintain an open mind. You now have the tools to fast track your success, discovering abilities you never knew you possessed and seeing the world differently. Begin the process by trying to understand why you are the way you are and what events shaped you to be that way. Work on changing your perception of yourself until the person you're trying to become saturates your subconscious. And hey, as I said in the beginning, you might just think this video is a one-off presentation, but it's not. I don't want to just leave you to get on with things that you've learned in this video, hoping that you'll just simply apply them. So I'm offering you the chance to work with me so I can make this work for you. My email address is support@brianmj.com. So contact me. Let me know how you're getting on. Let me know what's working well for you. Or if you're struggling with anything, let me know that too. And I will do one, if not all, of the following three things. Number one, I will definitely write back to you, answering any questions you may have. But also, when possible, number two, I'll hold a conference call so I can speak with you directly. And three, create content, a video, an ebook, etc., that addresses our discussions. As I said, this is not just a one-off presentation. When you start taking those steps as described in the video and in the book, I want to journey with you. So get in touch, even if you just want to say hi. All the best. Speak soon.